So then what I do? Or what is of interest? I joined the Burnaby Writers Club. Belonged to them for a long time. Chris Potter gave a course at the Burnaby Arts Council on writing, nonfiction. She gave an excellent course, and I took that. And stayed with the Burnaby Writers Club for a long time. I think I was president for 3 years. Then somehow I got inveigled into joining the Arts Council.
What year would that have been that you joined the Arts Council?
I would think it was about 83, because I think I was president in 85.
Mm-hmm.
85, 86. I don't know if it was 85, 86, or 84, 85. And the president was resigning, and they needed a president. And I took over. I'm trying to remember. No, it was while... I can't remember his name. Was still president. We had the big financial crisis where we were 10,000 in the hole. And it was not through mismanagement. It was a case of bad weather. They had planned a big summer medieval fair, and it rained all 3 days. Plus, the... Arts Center had very much wanted to run a play, a summer play, and asked us to sponsor it because they couldn't themselves. So they asked the Arts Center to do it, and what happened is that it ran for 2 weeks and there just weren't seats, but we were also billed for the James Cowan for the 2 weeks. So between the two, we were in the hole. So then... that was just before I became president, and what we did is that instead of taking up a bank loan, which would have meant that all the directors would be liable if anything went wrong, and if the funding didn't come through, which was the federal funding, which should have, or I think it was provincial, we came up with a plan that 10 of the directors put in $1,000 of their own to meet expenses, and we also cut back so that we didn't have an assistant. We had a coordinator who wasn't quite full-time, and then the different members of the executive went and performed some of the secretarial duties. So I was doing the newsletter, and that was my chore, and then I got to be president. And at that time we weathered the financial crisis, and we got a new coordinator who was quite a live wire. And that we start that she was started a number of things like Hearts for the Arts and much more outreach into the community.
Mm.
Plus we did an education conference at Douglas College, which I think was on for teachers, and it was teaching children the arts. So it had, I think, some success. So then I stayed on the Arts Council for a couple of more years, and then I resigned as a director, but I still felt the need for enough promotion of the arts in Burnaby, because I very much liked the center. I liked the Deer Lake area, and I thought that it was a shame that such a setting didn't have the facilities on it that would enhance it. The old buildings there are very attractive, but James Cowan was built as an old gymnasium for the original seminary that was there. Mm. It was never intended for anything else. It was strictly a utilitarian building, and it certainly served its purpose, but it's a good 10 years past that too.
Mm.
So this was something I thought was very important, because I thought the potential of it was so great it would be a shame to see it frittered away. The potential for a really exciting arts center,
mm-hmm.
for the municipality, and particularly for the children. They had the thing where they came up with the idea of the theater at Metrotown. They were going to do something for the arts. but it would be a booking theater, and it was more the kind of a place where you got the impression that it would be, you could take visiting firemen to show off our fancy theater, but it wouldn't be so much a community thing. It would be no more a community thing than movie house sort of thing. Whereas what we had envisioned was a small theater for local, that local companies could afford to rent for their production, nice facilities for children to take dance, music, art classes, for anyone to take classes in the arts. Whereas the theater wouldn't exactly, it would have one function. Mm-hmm. And while you might bring touring companies into Burnaby, considering our closeness to Vancouver, it was hardly something that was a burning necessity, because you do have the touring companies come through. So that's something that, because I wanted more publicity for the arts, and because Dee wanted to have more coverage, she asked, and we had talked, and I said, well, I could provide her with news of people in the arts community for the paper, and out of that grew a number of feature articles that I had been doing, and also my column, and which is why I try to highlight people in Burnaby in the arts and what's happening in Burnaby mm-hmm. in the arts. Mm-hmm.